The news from Washington has been dizzying over the past week.
The Trump administration has acted quickly by issuing executive orders on everything from trade deals, border walls, immigration, sanctuary cities, and now, as we've been talking about today, travel restrictions that some are equating to a ban on Muslims entering the country.
For some clarity on the new administration's policies, we reached out to Helen Aguirre-Ferre. She's President Trump's special assistant and director of media affairs. She's also one of only a few Hispanics in the new administration.
She's also, as it happens, a former journalist and public television host from Miami. KJZZ's Phil Latzman spoke with Ferre from her new office in the White House.
You might be one of the highest-ranking Latinos in the entire Trump administration. There are no Latinos, Latinas in the cabinet. Does that concern you, that sort of lack of diversity?
There is a senior advisor, Carlos Diaz-Rocio, who's a senior advisor to the president, and he's you know, very, very prominent in this administration, and he works with interagency affairs. And, you know, I think that, you know, and there are a number, there's going to be, 4,000 employees that are going to be a part of this administration, and certainly you're going to be seeing very many. We have a deputy assistant to public liaison who's Jennifer Sevilla Korn, and, you know, she's Hispanic. And so there are, you know, many others who are here, and, you know, it's not about, you know, and I think the president, Phil, was, you know, so spot on when he said it in his inaugural speech. It's not about being, you know, whether you're black or you're brown or you're white. You know, we all bleed the same patriotic blood, and, you know, we're all in this together. And so what really I think is of greater concern to Hispanic families is, you know, and to many others, is what are the policies, and are they policies that are going to really benefit us? If it's something that benefits an Hispanic family, it's going to benefit a black family, it's going to benefit the white non-Hispanic family, it's good for everybody.
I think that there are nonpartisan groups out there, the National Association of Latino Elected Officials, NALEO, the executive director, called it a disaster and a setback for the country that there are no Latinos in the cabinet.
You know, I would say that it'd be nice, and there's no question that, you know, it would be nice to see, you know, Hispanics in the cabinet, but I don't see that. I think we have an outstanding cabinet, and there isn't any one member of this cabinet that I would say we should take this person out and put in a Latino because a Latino is better. Why? Because they're Hispanic? No. I mean, that's not, I thought that we were past these days where we were looking at a person's, you know, merits and accomplishments that, you know, really enabled them to be selected to be a part of this group. And when we look at this cabinet and we look at, we do have diversity, you know, we have the first Hindu, you know, Indian American woman who is now secretary, you know, UN ambassador. And so when
Nikki
you
Haley.
Look at Nikki Haley and you look at Elaine Chao, who's, you know, Asian American, and, you know, you look at these outstanding men and women who are representing, you know, our government and who are really going to shake up the status quo and make sure that government works for all Americans and not just for a sacred few. I think that is what's so much more meaningful than a person's color, than a person's ethnic or cultural background. It's nice, but you know what we really need are policies that are enacted and meaningful change to move the country forward.
I know there's a lot of concern among Hispanics, and especially after the immigration edict going after the sanctuary cities and the construction of the wall. Now this is a real thing, and how it might affect our border state, cities that may not officially offer refuge or do offer refuge to undocumented residents, the fears of families being split up. Can you, Helen, sort of allay some of those fears for everyone that these things will or will not happen?
Well, I can tell you a few things. First of all, border security and building the wall was part of President Trump's campaign promise, one of his promises, and he's fulfilling his promises. And so we're going to have a secure border. And I don't know of any nation that doesn't want to have control over their border. It's every nation's sovereign right to be able to do so. We have immigration laws that are going to be continued to be enforced. The Obama administration deported more than 2 million people in 8 years, and the laws that are on the books are the laws that are going to be enforced. So what we're going to be doing is that we're going to be providing more resources for Border Patrol so that they can actually enforce the laws, and we're also going to be providing greater resources for those cities and towns that are on the border that sometimes, you know, suffer under the burden of having to help comply with the law without the proper resources to do so.
So should these families be worried, though? Should these folks be worried?
Let me tell you something else about the sanctuary cities. So sanctuary cities sound nice, right? But we can't pick and choose what federal laws we want to comply with or not. You can't say, Phil, that one day you don't want to, you know, this year you just don't feel like paying your federal income tax. Well, guess what, Phil? I bet you the IRS is going to have a different opinion on that. And I bet you there's going to be a penalty and incarceration if you really, really get out of line for not complying with that federal law. So we all have laws and we're a country of, you know, where the rule of law stands. If we don't like the laws, then we work to change the laws. But we begin where it starts, and we begin by securing our border, and that's step one. The ones who really have to fear are those who are criminals. Those are the main points.
Okay.
Those who are here undocumented in our country, they've always been subject to the risk of being, you know, found and deported, and that's, you know,
what about DACA?
Of being undocumented.
What about DACA?
So there's going to be conversations and discussions. Nothing that's been enacted at this point in time with these first two executive orders affects anybody who is under DACA. And there will be further executive orders that will be coming out in, you know, days to come that will address those other specific issues. And when they do, I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
Helen Aguirre-Ferre is Special Assistant and Director of Media Affairs to President Donald Trump. Helen, thanks for your candor.
Phil, thank you so much for the invitation.
And that's KJZZ's Phil Latzman.